Hello, everyone. Welcome to Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanis. This is episode 34, season 2. And this program is brought to you by SNH Green Stamps. And here is a TV commercial from 1961.
Your dollars are ahead with SNH Green Stamps. Save those SNH Green Stamps at your SNH Redemption Store. There's exactly the gift you've been saving for.
We know what you want. We've got what you want.
More than 1,500 items in every SNH Redemption Store.
You get what you want when you want it.
Time to start saving SNH Green Stamps.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. I hope you enjoyed that TV commercial for SNH Green Stamps. I will discuss on my program about the history of that company, which will be kind of fun and interesting. And the second part of my podcast episode, I will discuss about the radio and TV show Amos and Andy. This coming tomorrow will be the 60th anniversary of the debut of the television show, which aired on June 28th, 1951. And I will discuss, going into more detail, like I said before, of the radio and TV show and in a historical perspective. So it should be very interesting. And also I want to mention today is the 55th anniversary of the debut of Dark Shadows, the TV soap opera that ran for 5 years. It ended in April 2nd, 1971, and I still have the shows on DVD. It's wonderful. I'm addicted to it. I love it. And still scares me sometimes. I don't know why. So, yeah, I discussed Dark Shadows in a previous podcast episode. So happy 55th anniversary to that. Okay, now we will get started on SNH Green Stamps. Now, today, people still remember this wonderful, concept of purchasing items, you know, using those wonderful green stamps. And today, younger people would not understand that. Why would we just sit home and lick all these stamps and place them in a book and then turn them in and buy items? I thought it's a novel idea. I think it's wonderful. But everything's purchased online most of these days. So, back then, when I was growing up, even when I was very little in the 60s, I remember seeing these. And so they were a hot item, hot commodity. Okay, so I will discuss the history of that right now. And here we go. The SNH stands for Sperry and Hutchison. And it was founded in 1896 by Thomas Sperry and Shelley Byron Hutchison. Very interesting. You know, I didn't know I knew what it stood for, but I didn't know who the people were, you know. So here's a little background about Mr. Thomas Sperry. He was born in 1864. And he was from Ypsilanti, Michigan, outside of Detroit. And he was born in Knoxville, but then he moved to Michigan. And then the business, it says here, it started in Michigan with that woman, Shelley Byron Hutchison. They started the business in Michigan, like I said, and it was the first independent trading stamp company to distribute stamps and books to merchants. And that took, and it got very popular in the early 1900s, and it offered incentives to shoppers. So that was that's a very wonderful idea. You know, and then the funny thing is, in 1921, Miss Hutchison sued the estate of Thomas Sperry, and that was held in court in Trenton, New Jersey, and she alleges that Sperry defrauded Mr. Hutchison part of his shares in the company, and when he passed away, Mr. Sperry passed away, his brother took over His name was William Arisbury. He took over the firm. And she alleged he cheated $5 million of a result of secret dividends that diverted the company to Sperry. I don't know how the outcome was. So that's it. I didn't know about that, which was interesting. Anyway, so now that there were some competitors, you know, for those green for these trading stamps. That's what people call it. There was also gold belt gift stamps. There was also blue chip stamps. I remember there was a store, it's called the Archer Avenue store. It was located on Archer Avenue, and they had their own trading stamps. I remember that. And they were, I think they were blue or purple. I think blue. You know, I think I posted a photo on my Vanish Chicagoland page. And there was King Corn stamps. I think they were yellow. And the other one I remember was Platt stamps that was invented by A&P Supermarkets. And I remember those. And they had redemption centers in the city. I don't remember in my old neighborhood, you know, on the south side, but I think there was one on the north side. I forgot. I can't place the address. So that was, they opened one like in the early 60s, and those were very popular. And I think when Platt stamps went away, A&P took S&H took over until A&P left the Chicagoland area in the early 80s. Excuse me. So let's see what else. Then, so they gained popularity in the 1960s, and they, you know, and also they were distributed by Weibolt's department stores. So if you went to Weibolt's, they had a redemption center. Sometimes it was located in the basement on another floor. I remember the one, two locations. I remember one at Weibolt's, and I mentioned that on my previous podcast episode. I don't remember which floor on Weibolt's on State Street downtown. I think it was on the fifth floor, or it was on the top floor. I know that, but the one, the Weibolt's store in Ford City Shopping Center near my old neighborhood on the southwest side of Chicago was in the basement. And I went one day there, just once. And, you know, it was very interesting, very busy atmosphere, a lot of moving around, people waiting in line. And I heard the dispenser clicking. It's an interesting contraption. And, like I said before, I've applied at Weibolt's at Fort City about twice, and I never got the job. I wish I did, because there were a lot of kids that went to Bogan High School that worked there. And they didn't suggest I work there. I got the idea, but it would have been nice, but I didn't. Anyway, so they also had loyalty programs. It was one of the first. So it means when retailers purchase the stamps from the operating company, they give them away at a rate determined by the merchant. And that's an interesting fact. So the books, I remember, were very interesting. So I remember you can get 100 books, 50 books, something like that, to buy certain appliances. I think my mom used one to buy an appliance. I think it was a blender. She did that. And, you know, I think there was one in Roseland where we grew up in the 70s. I think there was on Michigan Avenue. I could be wrong, but I remember seeing a sign. And, oh, here we go. So here's some examples of books. Here's one that's called Quicksaver Book. It would fill 1,200 stamps. Also, they dropped the quick and called it a saver book. And there was also 1,000. You can pick 1,000. There was smaller than that. And so you would get the catalog. The catalog was called the Idea Book. I remember seeing those. And I remember Dinah Shore in the late 50s and early 60s, she advertised it on her TV show and on the radio. And she was a spokeswoman for that. And the catalogs were printed yearly, and then you would see one item. If you see an item, it would tell you how many books you need. So you save off the books and you spend your time all day licking, pasting, licking, pasting, licky paste, and all that. And what's interesting about the stamps is that the initials and that beautiful green color, you know, it's iconic. You would love that. Also, the stamps were distributed at Sinclair gas stations. Sinclair is still around in the United States, but not in Chicago. And people remember Dino, you know, they remember the dinosaur, not Dino from the Flintstones. They remember that. And so I remember I posted pictures of Sinclair gas stations. I remember one in Skokie. And on the south side, I don't remember seeing those. So I remembered the dinosaur. He was the mascot. So I repeat that they're still in the United States, but not in Chicago. So sometimes people, when I post something from Sinclair, they say, nah, it's still there. I know it isn't, but it's still in Chicago. It's not in Chicago. So it's not, it's vanished. It's not here. So you still find items on in eBay. You know, I remember one particular item I posted on my Vanished Chicagoland page. It was a Sinclair transistor radio. That looked real cool. Really nice. Anyway, the program, the S&H stamps, they started to decrease in the 1970s, and because of competition, and then it was sold in 1981, and it was purchased by someone from the Sperry family, and they weren't... you know, you didn't see much, so they went out of business or they closed, and then now they went on. They're on the internet and they're off of Greenpoints, and they were on the internet for quite a while. But as of 2000, I'm not sure what year, a couple of years ago, they ceased to exist. They don't do them anymore, which I don't know why. Maybe somebody will bring it back. It'd be kind of fun to do that. And so, you know, looking and pasting those stamps in those books is an American pastime from our parents, our grandparents. You know, that kind of shopping seemed kind of like fun to me. I know it sounds quaint and primitive, but no, it's fun. I would, if it came back today, I would do that. I would look through a catalog. You can look at a catalog online, and then, if you prefer not to lick them and paste them in the books, you can just purchase them online. You know, take your mouse and click, and then you collect how many stamps, and then you probably print out the total number of stamps to purchase something. Probably purchase something online, or you can go in person. I prefer that. So that sounds like fun. Okay. That'll be all for the S&H Green Stamp story. And now I will be talking about the 60th anniversary of Amos and Andy, the TV show. And here is an introduction on the radio from the radio show of Amos and Andy, and it's sponsored by Rinso. So here it is.
Andy, listen, the man is just about to say it.
Yeah, let's everybody listen.
Rinso, the new Rinso with Solium, brings you the Amos and Andy Show. Yes, sir, Rinso, the soap that contains Solium, the sunlight ingredient, brings you a full half hour of entertainment with the Jubilaires, Jeff Alexander's orchestra and chorus, and radio's all-time favorites, Amos and Andy.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed the radio program. Actually, it was the intro of the radio program sponsored by Rinso on the Amos and Andy show. So I'll discuss the history of that real quickly. And the radio show premiered in 1928, and it was originated by the WMAQ in Chicago. Very interesting. And it was very popular. And it ran first. I ran like a nightly radio serial, like a soap opera, from 1928 to 1943, and then a situation comedy from 1943 to 1955, and a nightly disc jockey program from 1954 to 1960. I think that's when broadcast radio, you know, like radio shows ended. So now we have music. And the stars of the show was Charles Correll and Freeman Gutsman. Charles Correll, his son played Richard on Leave It to Beaver, which was interesting. And so they started, I don't know where they got this idea, you know, and they proposed the series. And first it was called Sam and Henry, but they changed the name. So they changed that. And it actually I found the date when it started, March 19th, 1928, Vivian and Andy. And so there were characters that some were transitioned to the TV show. So it was very controversial at the time. It's always been controversial, you know, and sometimes the radio actors were shown in blackface, which today is considered offensive. I agree with that. And but back then, I don't know, nobody made a big deal about it. The majority of people, they just listened to the radio and they loved it. And they were funny, very hilarious. And the characters they had was Amos and Andy, and there was Kingfish, and he was the most popular character, you know, the way he talked. And he was a swindler, you know, and he always tricked Andy into plots and all kinds of schemes, you know. And there was Kingfish's wife, Sapphire. And then sometimes her mother was featured, which was funny. And so now we'll talk about the TV show. And the TV show debuted on June 28th, 1951 on CBS, which in Chicago is WBKB Channel 4. Eventually it became Channel 2 in 1953. So actually, originally, Gutsman and Correll wanted it to be on the TV, but somehow they were just unsuited, and they didn't go forth with that. So they just did a casting call and found actors to play them. And they did find who played Amos and Andy. And between June 1951 and April 1953, they filmed 52 episodes. And actually, there was a total of 78. Yeah, there were 78 episodes. And the actors, you might remember from other TV shows. And Amos Jones was portrayed by Alvin Childress. I remember he was on Good Times. He guest starred on that. Andrew was Spencer Williams. And there was Kingfish by Tim Moore. And there was his wife, Sapphire. She was played by Ernestine Wade. And Ramona Smith was Sapphire's mama, played by Amanda Randolph. And I think you remember her. She was on Good Times. I remember on Sanford and Son. A lot of black actors appeared on other shows, like the Jeffersons and Sanford and Son. And other in Good Times, other with an African-American cast. And there was one actor, his name was Jester Hairston, and he played on Amen, that TV show in the 80s by Sherman Helmsley. And I remember seeing that show, and he was very old. So he was like, I think in his 90s, and that was interesting to see. Anyway, so, there was also Algonquin J. Calhoun, and that was played by Johnny Lee, and he was the attorney, which he was a very funny character. Anyway, the show was sponsored by Blatt's Beer, and you can find that in the intros of the TV show on YouTube. That's sponsored by the Blatt's Brewing Company, which is very And it was one of the first television shows filmed with a multi-camera setup. And it was before I Love Lucy when it debuted in October 15, 1951. So I Love Lucy was not the first TV show that did that. So there were others. So the theme song on the radio show was the perfect song, but then it became Angel's Serenade. And that was used on the TV show and was performed by the Jeff Alexander Chorus. And that was as soon as the TV show began airing, the NAWCP protested. They said that it was portrayed the African Americans as in a bad light, and they treated them like they were lazy, they were stupid and sneaky. And well, you know, they had a right to do that, you know, to protest. But I the show was very funny. And then two incidents when I first discovered. One, I was at there was a guy. He was a friend of the family of my family, and we visited his house, and he acquired VHS tapes for the VCR. I don't know if they were legit or bootleg. I don't know. I guess, and he started playing them, and he showed him, and I was fascinated by it. And I asked him, "Is this Amos and Andy?" He goes, "Yeah." You know, I remember, he says, "I remember watching it in Chicago when it was syndicated." And so it went into syndication after 1953. The last time it aired on Chicago was WCIU Channel 26 in 1966, I believe. That was the last time it was shown on TV. And he hasn't been shown in years. And then they did a documentary about the show in 1983. So that was an interesting. And when I went to Wizard World Comic Book Convention, there was some DVDs. There were bootlegs, of course. And I was so curious, I bought them. And I watched them, and they were hilarious. But not all the episodes were there. There were about maybe seven. But as after that, after when I bought the DVDs, there were some more episodes discovered. So I think there are about four missing. But I think CBS has the original negatives. They still have the original programs. And people have been writing to them to have them released on DVD officially. We'll see about that. I don't know. If that happens, I can't wait to see it. So that would be interesting. Okay. And then, so the show still lives on, and there was a rumor that Bill Cosby wanted to buy the rights and have him not shown. There was also another, he did that with the Little Rascals because it featured Farina and Buckwheat. I don't know if it's true or not. And so I did watch the documentary from 1980. It was very interesting. But now it's back on television. They brought it back on TV. There was a... In 2012, there was an independent station in Houston, and they showed it every night. And people watch it. There was no complaints, nothing. So you would watch this show in a historical way. It was, you can't change history. I know it's offensive to most people, but it's not to be offensive. It's to entertain, to laugh. You know, and as a TV historian, I collect DVDs for television show. I wish it would come. Be released, and I would buy it in an instant. And it's I've seen the bootleg episodes. It's hilarious. Okay, that'll be all for today. And so I'm glad you enjoyed this interesting commercial about SNH Green Stamps and the Amos and Andy TV show. And its anniversary is tomorrow on June 28th. And hopefully you can join me on my next episode. Should be soon, maybe Tuesday. Maybe the next weekend. It depends on my if I have enough time. So this is Pete Castanis, and this is Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast, episode 34, season 2. And everyone have a great day, and bye-bye for now for me. And here is bye-bye for now from Ray Raynor. So take it away, Ray.
We have to go. Bye-bye-bye.